Daf is Chaf Hey. So we got to the very last word on Chaf Dalad Mabez. The Mishnah says HaOmer. So going on to Daf Chaf Hey now, HaOmer Yivarchucha Tovim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless those who are good. Harei ze derech minus. That's a minus. Why the derech minus? Rashi explains on the top. Sheino kolal rishamim bishvachel shemakom. Because when you're giving a bracha, you're not including the rishamim. And the rishamim also, they also need a bracha, perhaps more than we need a bracha. And Rashi quotes a very important Gemara in Krisis, which actually connects to Purim in some way. The Gemara that he quotes is Chachamim Lamdu Krisis Davav Michelvana Chelvana Sherechara. The smell of this spice of the Ketores. There are 11 different simimanim in the Ketores. One of them was this Chelvana Sherechara that had a bad smell. Mana Hakasav Bein Simimane HaKetores. It's counted within the 11 simanim. Shematzrichan Hakasav Bartzasan Liosan Baguda Achas. What the Gemara explains there, that every kol tainus she'eno she'eno kolel poshe a rishayim or something like that is not called a tainus. Meaning every tefillah you have to include the rishayim as well. And so we see that even rishayim have to be included. That's what the Gemara tells us about the ketores. So too when it comes to regular brachos, a person who says yivarchucha tovim and he's excluding the rishayim, that's derech minus. Now the reason why this connects to Purim is because they explain that Purim is connected to Kachareach, it's connected to Ketores, Purim, and Yom Kippurim. And what was the Avodah, Yom Kippurim? The climax of Yom Kippurim was in the Kodesh Kodashim with the Ketores, which of course was something that smelled. So the different by Musar and by Machshava talk about this connection. Either way, Yivarchucha Tovim Harezu Derech Minus. So then the Mishnah says, Al-Kan, I said one other thing, Rashi's, Tosas said something different here. Look at Tosas on the top here. You're excluding the poshim, you're not including them in the bracha. Inami mishum demechse kishtei rishios kilomar elo him tovim. That when you're saying that there's one God for the good and there's one God for the bad, that seems to imply that there are two different gods, and that of course is a big problem. So now the Mishnah says, Alkan tzipor yagir achamecha. The person says on the mitzvah, Shilach Akan, that Akarish Baruch Hu shows his tremendous rachamim. Val tov yizachar shimcha, and Akarish Baruch Hu's name should be remembered on the good, implying but not on the bad. And a person says, modim, modim, he repeats modim twice. These individuals, these three things, Mishatkin osa, we silent him, we don't let him say them. The Gemara is going to explain why there's a problem with each of these. HaMechane barayos, Mishatkin osa, a person's Mechane, he says, when the Psukim speak about arayos, it doesn't really mean arayos, it's really supposed to be describing something different. That's, we also silent him as well. The arayos are meant to be taken literally, that all those types of illicit relationships are going to be aser, and the Gemara is going to give an example. What's a mechane barayos? And then haomer, a person who says mizarecha lo titein lahavir lamolech. So a person says when the pasuk describes not giving your child over to a avodah zar called molech, and the person interprets it to mean lo titein laabara bar miusa. What he interprets it to mean is that the person cannot be ba al nachris. That also the din is mishatkin also benazifa. We quiet him in a very strong and aggressive type of way, because although both of them are aser, molech is aser and ba'al ramis is aser, but still you're now saying ba'al ramis is going to be chatas, and you're seemingly uprooting the halacha of molech. Look at Rashi writes in the bottom here, the bottom of the Mishnah. It's around almost halfway down the narrow lines. He says, "Mishatkin also benazifa she'oker kasam yimashmo." You're saying when the pasuk describes as an iser molech. Now molech was a type of avodah zara. The truth is, the Gemara Sanhedrin says machlokus whether molech was an avodah zara or not avodah zara. Unclear what the not avodah zara is. It is something very strange that we do pass the child through pillars of fire. That's what molech was. So now a person says this molech is not referring to molech. So Rashi explains, she'oker kasav mimashmo. You're uprooting the Torah from its simple understanding. Shehu avodas chok la'maraim. It's a now Rashi doesn't say the avodah zara approach. He says it's some custom that the maraim would do, that the various priests would be doing. Lahavir b'nem ha le'esh, having the children walk through or pass through pillars of fire. V'nosein karis lavo alakusis. And now you're taking what the karis of the pasuk. It says it's an iser karis for this. You're saying karis really applies not to molech, but applies to now bal akusis, and that's incorrect. U'mechayv chatas al shogeg u'mises bezdin al meizid basra. You're switching all the different punishments around. Things are going to get confusing. You're going to bring karbanos when you shouldn't be bringing karbanos, and that's why we mashatkinosa b'nezifa. The Gemara now says, Bishma modim modim. I understand when a person says modim two times, mechse kishtei rishios, it looks like he's davening to, or thanking two gods, so that's why we would silence him. Ve'al tov yizacher shimcha, and if we say that Hashem's name should be mentioned on the good, nami, that also makes sense, because de mashma al hatov in val ralo, that we only give a bracha to Hashem there when it comes to good things, but not bad things, and that's incorrect. Because we have the Mishnah that tells us in Maseches Brachos Tanan, Chayv Adam Levarach Al Hara Kishem Shem Levarach Al Tova. A person is supposed to say brach on the bad, just like a person is supposed to say brachas on when things are good. So Hashem's name should be mentioned all the time. So if he limits it only to the Tovim, we silent him. Elakan Tzipor Yagir Achamecha My Taima. A person says that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rachman extends so far, extends even to the mitzvah Shilach Akan. What's wrong with it? So Pligi Batrei Amarai too. Amarim had a machlokes b'marav in the west in Eretz Yisrael. Where do they argue? Rabbi Yossi bar Abin, Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida argued as follows. Chad amar mipnei shematil kina b'maisa bereshis. It's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does show compassion to the birds, the mother birds, and the eggs. But at the same time, if you publicize this, it's going to create jealousy and animosity amongst the Brios Olam, amongst the other creatures. So we don't say it, but it's a true thing. Rachamim exists in that mitzvah.
What does that really mean?
What does what mean?
That animals have such a feeling, like a cat is.
Maybe, yeah. Simple understanding, yeah. Then Chadamar wants a mipnesha osa midosav shira kodesh baruch rachamim veina elegzeros. Because then we're changing kodesh baruch who is midos only in rachamim. But it's not true. We don't do mitzvahs because Hashem has rachamim. We do them because it's a gzeros hamelech. That's the only reason why we do them. And not because it makes sense to us, because it's compassionate. We do it because the kodesh baruch who tells us. Because if we say that all mitzvahs are just because of rachamim, so let's say there's a mitzvah that doesn't seem to be based on rachamim. Does that mean we shouldn't do such a mitzvah? Like killing a malik, let's say. It doesn't seem compassionate to do that, so now we're going to hold back. Obviously, we're not going to hold back. That's the mitzvah. So it's simply gzeres hamelech, and that's why we do mitzvahs.
This doesn't really have anything with regards to the bird. I mean, part of it is not compassionate, so that's really not so. So really, you're just saying that in this instance where the situation is that you're taking the eggs or the bird, so you're not. There is a part of it that has compassion, but on the other hand, it's not because you're taking it.
No, you're allowed to take birds. You're allowed to take the eggs, but you do it in a compassionate way. Fine. So the Gemara says, "Ahu denachis kame de rabba." Rabba once a person went to daven. Whenever it says denachis kame, it means to go down. Why does it say to go down? Anyone know why it says to go down? Right. Mimama Kim, exactly. It says they would go down. I've only seen one shul in my life that had such a little dip in Or HaChaim in Queens. And if you daven for the Yamah there, right in the center, there's a little dip where you go down where the chazan stands. But
archaeological.
Oh yeah, they had it like that.
Found with a little,
uh-huh.
It's a step down. It's
uh-huh.
like a little...
More a step, not just like a tiny decline.
No,
it's not just a step.
Like, it's like the level of a step down.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If you climb up Masada, the shul in there.
Uh-huh.
Like,
uh-huh. Okay, very good. Beautiful. Can't see. I'm hiding back there. Okay, behind the beamer. Fine. So, Hahu Dinachas Kamid the Rabbah, the person once went to daven for the Amud, he went down in front of Rabbah. So, Amar, he said, Ata Chasta, Kan Sipor, Ata Chus Rachem Aleinu. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have Rachman on the birds, so have Rachman on us. Skip the parentheses. So, Amar Rabbah, Rabbah says, Kama Yoda Hai Marabonalu Tsuya Lamari. How great is this individual? He knows how to pacify HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What a beautiful statement he says. So, comes along his Talmud, Amar Le'abaye, Vahash Mishatkin also, Tanan. Doesn't the Mishnah tell us in Maseches Megillah that we silence such a person? Yeah, he knew that. We were just testing his Talmud Abai. He was sharpening, making sure he knew that Mishnah. So he passed the test. Another chazan once went down to daven in front of, in the presence of Rabbi Chanina. And Amar, he says, Akel, Agadol, Hagibur, Vanora. He didn't stop there. Ha'adir, Ve'achazik, Ve'amitz. So Amar Lei, Simasinu, L'shavchei, Demarech. Did you finish? Is that everything? You're done with the praising of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's nothing else to say? So he explains to him. He gives him a little Musar lesson. Hashta, Hani, Tlasa. These three, Akel, Agadol, Hagibur, Vanora. It's with Agadol, Hagibur, Vanora. Those three descriptions. Those three, Ilav, Dekasvinu, Moshe, Baraisa. Had Moshe Rabbeinu not written in the Torah, and the Rashi brings the pasuk that says it, Vasu, Knesset, Gadola, Vitakninu. And Anshe, Knesset, Gadola, had they not come and put this as part of davening, we wouldn't say anything. That amr is kuli high, and you're saying all these extra adjectives. So mashal adam, it's no different than a person. Shehayolo elaf alfei alafim dinar zahav. It's hundreds and thousands of gold coins. V'makalsin also bel of dinar kesef. Hey, praise him for having 1,000 silver coins, or maybe just without the parentheses, dinar kesef. He's got some silver coins. Lo ganai hulo. The guy's a billionaire, and you're saying he's got hundreds of dollar bills. And it's nothing for him. So you're saying Hakadosh Baruch Hu's akel agadol agibra vanora adir echazek va'amitz. That's nothing to compare to what Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who what he's capable of. All his different kochos. He's infinite, of course. So therefore, we don't praise anything had not been for the three descriptions that Moshe Rabbeinu himself wrote down in the Torah. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Hakol bidei Shemaim chutz miyira Shemaim. Everything is up to Shemaim, except for Yira Shemaim comes from the individual. Everything else is siyata d'shemaya, but Yira Shemaim, it comes from us. It requires our own efforts. Shenamar, there's a Gemara in Brachos as well. Va'ata Yisrael ma'ashem alokecha. Now Moshe says to Yisrael, ma'ashem alokecha, shoel mi'imcha. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from you? All he wants you to do is one thing, very simple, just to fear Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's so simple, just one thing. Everything else is up to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Yir Shemaim is the one thing that's up to you. So Gemara says, Mechlal di Yir Milsa Zutri. The way Moshe presents this, it's like a very, it's one thing, one small thing. Yir Shemaim, such a simple thing to accomplish. And we, of course, all know that's not a simple thing to accomplish. So Gemara says, in, Legabe Moshe Rabbeinu Milsa Zutrasihi. For Moshe Rabbeinu, for him, it was a simple thing. So mashal for everybody else, of course, it's a challenging thing to reach. So mashal adam shemavakshin heimanu kli gadol v'yesh lo doma lavka kli katan. So a person who's asking from a person for a large kli, and he has something similar to it, he has got a kli katan, he's got a kli katan. But that which he's missing, it's a small thing that he's missing. But katan v'ein lo, if the guy's looking for a katan, a small kli, and he doesn't have anything, doma lav kli gadol. Meaning, if a person's got nothing, and he's looking for a small thing, it's a big thing to accomplish. A guy has no kalim, he wants just a small pot, that's a big thing for him. But a guy who's got lots of pots, and he's got lots of things, so asking for Yir Shemaim is a small matter. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. For him, it was a simple matter to achieve Yir Shemaim, but for everybody else, it's considered something challenging. What we learn from this line is Yir Shemaim is the only thing that's dependent on our own amelus. So it's a fascinating discussion based on Marashah Nechazan Ish. Is a person allowed to daven for Yir Shemaim? How does that work exactly? You're putting in the Heshalos of davening, but then you're hoping that's going to reflect back from a Kadosh Baruch Hu who's going to then assist you in Siyata D'Shemaya. Is that considered coming from yourself, or is that considered coming from Shemaim? So that's a discussion in the Marashah. I think Marshan Brachos in this sugya here, and the Chazanish, I don't remember where all these sources are, but it's a discussion that the Achronim talk about. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Zera, Ha'omer Shema Shema, Komer Modim Modim Dami. Person says Shema two times, it's just like saying Modim two times, that's Nira Kishtei Rishus. As if you're davening to two different gods, and we silence such a person. So Mesi ve hakores Shema v'kofla. A person says Shema, and then he says it a second time. Hareze Maguna. It's a disgraceful thing to do. So the Gemara is Medayik Maguna hu Tavi. But Shesuke lo Meshatkin onle. We say it's a disgraceful thing to do, but we don't silence him. If he does it, we let it go. But we just said above that in the name of Rabbi Zera, who's only an Amora, he says we would silence him. But there's a Brisa that says we don't silence him. We just say it's Davar Maguna, but we don't silence him. So what's how does Rabbi Zera deal with this? So Lokashia, Ha Damar Milsa Milsa Vitanila, Ha Damar Psuke Psuka Vitanila. One is we're saying word for word and repeating it, Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael. And the other one saying is you're saying the entire Pasuk, Damar Psuka, and then you repeat the pasuk again, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So which one is which? So look at Rashi. Rashi explains this is around 10 narrow lines up. He says, Amar Milsa, Milsa, Vitanila. You say Mila per Mila, one word, and you repeat that word again. Kol Teva Omer, Vishona. You say each word, and then you repeat it. Ein Kan Mashmel Shtei Rishus. It doesn't indicate you're davening to two gods. El Maguna, that's a Visachal, that's a disgraceful thing to do, but that we could somewhat tolerate. But if you're repeating a pasuk Shema Yisrael, and then you say the pasuk a second time, that seems like you're davening to a second god, and that's when we're Meshat Kenosa. The Gemara says, Amar Le Rapapa Le Rava, V'duma Me Karalo Kivin Daita. So maybe the reason why he's saying it again is because he didn't have Kavanah. He read the entire pasuk, and then he reads it a second time because he didn't have proper Kavanah. The Gemara says, V'hashta Kivin Daita, but now, and now he's going to have Kavanah. That's the question. He's going to have a Kavanah the second time. So Amar Le, the response to To Rava responds to Rav Papa now, Chavrusa klape Shmaya? Are you just buddies with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're saying this again? What does that mean? So Rashi explains, Chavrusa klape Shmaya? V'chi kemindak chaveru noeg b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're treating like it's a buddy of yours? L'daber l'fanav, to speak to him, shloba kemiskaven, without having, just speaking to him like you're talking to the wall? V'chozer marilo b'koflo shlo kivim b'rishona? Now by you repeating a second time, that's kind of telling him that you weren't paying attention the first time. So you don't want to repeat it a second time, that looks bad on you. Rather, you just say one time, and if you didn't have kavana, try to play it cool and walk away as if you had kavana. That's in essence what the Gemara is saying. So, if a person didn't have kavana, you should hit him with barzafta, which Rashi says is a martel. What do they say in the art school what that means? A hammer? Okay, a hammer. The nafcha, adem mechavin daita. Hit him on the head until he has proper kavana. Okay. Not sure. Okay, then the Gemara says a mechane b'arayas mashatkino. So a person, if he says all the arayos in the Torah and parshas achrimos and kadoshim, don't really mean arayos; they refer to something else. So if a person in chas v'shalom says that, we silence him. So Tani Rav Yosef. Kalon aviv v'kalon imo. So what's an example? So let's say when the pasuk says it's aser be'ervas avicha and aser be'ervas imecha, he says it doesn't refer to a relationship with them. It refers to don't expose anything that's disgraceful, that's going to embarrass them. That's what Rashi explains here. That you tell they did something that's embarrassing, so don't say it in public what your father or mother did. That's what a person would claim arayos is referring to, which of course is not the true meaning. It really means don't have any relationships with them. Then the Gemara says, "Ha'omer mizarach lo titein lahavir." So a person says that when it says molech in the pasuk, it doesn't really mean molech, a passing through the fires. He interprets it to mean that you shouldn't be bo'al al-ramis. So that, of course, is incorrect. That's not the interpretation. We're meshatkin also benazir for the Mishnah said. So the Gemara comments now, Tana debei Rabbi Yishmael, b'Yisrael habal akusis, v'holim imenu ben, levodazar hakasim medaber. So that's what does a person, what I just explained is what Rabbi Yishmael is telling us here. That person claims that a molech is a case of baal akusis, and having a child who's a child of an avodazara, that's what the pasuk's describing. If such a person claims that, that's when we're meshatkin also benazifa. Okay. The new Mishnah tells us on the bottom of Chafei now, Maisa Ruvain Nikru Lomatargim. When it comes to Maisa Ruvain and switching around the beds, that we read that parsha in the base Knesset, but we don't explain it, we don't translate it because it's a maguna, it's a disgraceful thing to the kavod of Ruvain, and we're concerned what people are going to start saying. Maisa Tamar, with the story of Tamar and Yehuda. Yehuda and Tamar, Nikra, Umetargim. We read that in the basic Knesset, and we can even interpret it to what's going on there. Even though it seemed like it's a disgraceful thing for Yehuda, we still permit one to do this. Maisa Egel HaRishon, the first event, or the way the recording of Egel Rishon, Nikra Metargim, that we are able to read and even translate. But the Sheni Nikra of Umetargim, the second time that the Maisa of Chayt Egel appears, that we read. But we do not translate, because the Gemara is going to explain it. It seems like it gives some credence to other forces in this world in the second description of the Chet HaEgel. Birchas Kohanim, Maisa David v'Amnon. David Amnon refers to David's son Amnon, who was Baal Choso Tamar. He was born his own sister. That story. Those stories, Nikron v'lo Metargamin. We read those stories, but we do not explain them. We're going to see why Birchas Kohanim is not explained either. Aim Aftir b'Merkava. We do not read from the Ma'aser Merkava for Aftora. And Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda permitted one to read from the Ma'aser Merkava. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer Aim Aftir b'Hodas Yerushalayim. He did not allow to read from this Aftora. It speaks about the Toevos, the different disgusting things that took place in Yerushalayim. He did not permit that to be read either for Aftora. And the Gemara is going to explain each of these cases in just a second. So Tanur Abban of the Brisa says, Yesh Nikron and Metargamin, Yesh Nikron and Velo Metargamin. There's some things that are read and explained, some things that are read and not explained, and then there's Yesh Lo Nikron and Velo Metargamin. There's some things that are not read nor are they explained, obviously. If they're not read, they're not going to be explained either. So Eila Nikron and Metargamin. The following are things that are read and explained as well. Now, most things are explained, of course. We're talking about things that you would have thought should not have been explained. The chiddush is they are going to be explained. So what are these examples? So the mnemonic is Balas Akan Nafshva. Okay, Simon. Ma'isa Bereshis Nikra Matargum. What comes to the Psukim in the beginning of Sefer Bereshis, we read and we also translate. Pshita, of course. Why would you think otherwise? So the Gemara explains the Havamina, Mao the same, but what would you have thought? Asa l'shiyule malamala malamata, malach nimala achor. A person might ask, if you start explaining the whole Ma'isa Bereshis, well, what happened? What was before the world? What was after the world? What's above? What's below? Machlokas Rashi Tos in the Gemara Chagiga, what this interpretation is, what kind of questions the person's going to ask. But either way, we don't want people asking too many questions about Ma'isa Bereshis, so maybe you shouldn't translate it at all. Kamash Milam, we permit it to be read and translated. Then the Gemara says, top of Chaf Heim Rebbe is Ma'isa Lot Vishnei Benosav, that story of Benos Lot. Of course, a very disgusting story there. Nikra Matargim, we read it and we also translate it. Pshita, of course, why would we not? Mao the same Anichesh Lechvodo da Avram Kamash Milan. Since this is a part of the family of Avram, maybe because of his kavod, we shouldn't read it. Kamash Milan, no one's going to expect, no one's going to connect this to Avram by any means, and therefore we can translate it. Ma'isa Tamar of Yehuda, the story that we know, Yehuda and his own daughter-in-law, Nikra Matargim, that we could read and translate. Pshita, of course, why not? So Mao the same, what would you think? Maybe you shouldn't read it, of course, because Leichosh Lechvodo de Yehuda, because the covenant of Yehuda, it sounds very disgraceful for him. Kemashmalan Shvachai Huda Ode. It's a tremendous praise of his that he admitted to his own wrongdoing. Fine. Then Ma'isa Egal Rishon, Nikra Matargim, the first recording of the Ma'isa Egal, that we do permit reading and translating as well, to which the Gemara says, Pshita, of course. So Mao the same, what would you think? Leichosh Lechvodon Shel Yisrael. It's it's disgraceful that Klai Yisrael ever did such a thing. Kamash Mulam, Kol Shekein Denichalahu, Dehavilei Kapara. By us reading it and realizing what we had done wrong, that will hopefully give us a greater Kapara. Klalos Ubrachos Nikrinu Matargimim. All the Brachos and Klalos that are said that the mountains, so those are Nikrinu Matargimim. We read them and we also translate them. Pshita, of course, we have to know what we're reading. So Mao the same, what would you have thought? Nechesh Dilma Paiga Daitayo Ditzibura might scare us by realizing all the different klalos that are going to happen to Klaisel when we don't listen. So maybe better not to translate them. Kamash Malan, we do translate them. Now, Asharos V'onshin Nikunu Metargumim, all the various averas in the Torah and the various punishments, that too we could read and we could also translate. And the Gemara says, of course, Pshita. Mao the same, Nechesh Dilma Asi L'mavid Meira. Maybe if we know all the punishments, maybe we're going to start acting and following Hashem, which is a good thing, but we're going to be doing it out of a year for the onshim. We're scared of getting punished and not coming from the place of Ava. Kamash Malan, we do it anyway. So what's the Kamash Malan? Either that we're okay doing it from Yira, or no, we don't think anyone's going to be doing it out of Yira. People will still do it and serve Hashem, me'ava. Okay, two ways to read the Kamash Malan. Then the Gemara says, Ma'isa Amnon v'Tamar, the story again, Amnon was a son of David, and he was Ba'al Achoso, Achoso Tamar, a different Tamar than Yehuda and Tamar story. This is a Tamar who was a daughter of David. So Nikro Matargim, that event can be read and translated. Ma'isa Avshalom Nikro Matargim, the story of Avshalom as well. The story of Avshalom was that he was Ba'al on Ashes David, his father's wives. So that would be, what do you say? I think it was the wives. Let's see, does Rashi say either one? Not sure. Concubine. Okay, that would be Pilagish then. Let's see what it says here. Here on the side here, it says Nishay Aviv in the Masidah, but it doesn't mean it's being Badafka. But anyways, either his wives or his Pilagish, so that was the Maisa. So the Gemara says one can be Matargim that as well. Pshita, of course, why wouldn't you? The same, but one think Leichoshli Kare de David. We should be concerned of the covet of David, that his son Amnon and Tamar, or his other son Avshalom and his wives, Kamash Malan, we could read it anyways. Maisa Pilegish Begiva, Nikru Matargim, that story Pilegish Begiva, which caused tremendous destruction in Klai Yisrael, so that can be read and translated. Pshita, of course. The Gemara says, Mal the same, what would you think? Maybe you shouldn't translate it because Leichosh Lechvodo de Binyamin, that was a very sad event for Sheva Binyamin. Kamash Malam, we read it anyways. So then the Gemara says, Hodes Yushalayim Es Tov Oseha, Nikur Matargim. This goes against our Mishnah, but the Tanakhama had no problem with this. So person, you should know about all Yishalayim and all the different terrible things that took place there. So that's Nikra Umitargim. Sheet of the Gemara says, of course, why wouldn't you read this? So Lafuke Midi Rabbi Eliezer, to exclude Rabbi Eliezer's position, as we saw in the Mishnah, he says not to. The Tanya, the Braitza tells us, Maisa ba'adam echad shayakori lamala Rabbi Eliezer. One time he was reading above Rabbi Eliezer, and he was reading the Haftorah of Hodes Yishalayim as Tovoseh. So Omar lo, so Rabbi Eliezer says to him, Arashata bodek b'toeves Yishalayim, while you're busy looking at all the bad things that happened in Yishalayim, say bodek b'toeves imcha, go look at what your mother did. Bardku Achav, they looked into his own mother, and Matsu Boshemet Pasul, and there's some psul in the Yichus. So because of that, Rabbi Elazar said no one should ever read about the Toevos of Yushalayim, but we say otherwise, we allow this to be read. Now the Gemara says, Ve'ilu Nikrin V'lomer Targumin. The following are stories that we read but do not translate. Rav Dun is the Simon. So Maisa Ruvain Nikra Vloma Targim. When it comes to the Maisa Ruvain of switching around the beds, so that we read but we do not translate. Umaisa Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, once there was a story that Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel was a Shehalach Lechvul, he went to a place. Vayakori Chazana Knesses, Vahi Bishchon Yisrael, and he's reading this event which describes what happened with Ruvain. Varmalola Maturgaman Al Titargim El Achron. Don't translate it other than the last pasuk, v'shivchu, and the chachamim praised him for doing this. So we see from that event, a person should not translate the maisa of Reuven. Then it says, maisa egel sheni, when Aaron describes to Ara, to Moshe, what exactly happened with the egel, so that's nikra of loma targim. That is read, but it's not translated. So eze maisa egel sheni, where exactly, what's considered the second? We only had one egel zav. Where's the second one? So what it means is, min vayomer Moshe, when the Pesukim start telling vayomer Moshe, Moshe says, what exactly happened here? Ad vayar Moshe, and Moshe saw, that's considered egel hasheni. So those Pesukim should not be translated, because I think Rashi explained in the Mishnah, it seems to give some level that there is some other forces in this world in the way Aaron describes what happened. Tani, the Braitza tells us now, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer liolam yehe adam zar b'tshuvosav. Person should always be very careful with the way he responds. Shemitoch tshuva sheyishivu Aaron lemoshe. From what Aaron responded to Moshe, pakru hamarim, that they the people who were against HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought there was some koach in avodah zarah. Shenamar, as it says, vashicheu va'esh va'yitu ha'egel. That's how Aaron described Moshe, that I threw the gold into the fire, and an eagle came out, which sounds like the eagle came out on its own, and so people started saying, you see, there are other forces other than Hashem in this world. So one has to be so careful the way you say things in front of other people. Then the Gemara says, quoting from the Mishnah, Birchas Kohanim v'nikrin v'lom atargimim, this Birchas Kohanim you would say, you could read, Parshas Nasa, of course, but you can't translate, Mishum d'chsiv yisa. What does Yisa mean? So Rashi explains here that Yisa is, all the way towards the top, around the seven narrow lines down, Yisa, Shelo Yomro Kadosh Baruch Hu Nosel Panim. So it's not fair. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he lifts his face up and he, Yisa Hashem Panim Elach, he lifts his face towards you, and he shows favor to people. Veda Yodim Sheh Kedai Hein Yisrael Lasei Shlehen Panim. People don't realize that Bnei Yisrael is worthy of that. But I guess there's a concern that the Umos HaOlam might get wind of this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows favor to us, and we don't want that to be so publicized, so we try to keep it secret, and we don't translate it, so the Am HaAretz should know, lest they seem to go ahead and tell the Goyim. Now, Maisa David, V'Amnon, again, the story of David, his own son, Amnon, who is Baal Choso Tamar. So this, the Gemara says, Lo Nikrin V'lo Matargumin. You don't read it, nor do you certainly not translate it. So v'ha'amris ma'isa amnon v'tamar nikru matargim. But then we learn in the Mishnah you can read it and you could even translate it. So the Gemara says, Lokasha, hol d'chsiv amnon ben David, hol d'chsiv amnon stama. One case is where it mentions Amnon, who's the son of David. So then out of kavod for David, we don't read the story at all. But the other instance where it mentions Amnon, not mentioning that he's the son of David, that's where we are allowed to read it and even translate it. Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa says, all the different psukim in the Torah that are written in a negative way, in things that are inappropriate, but not in a lashon nekiyah. So we read it l'shevach. We read it in a more positive light, more of a lashon nekiyah. Keep going. What's an example? Yeah, the pasuk says yishkalena. It says ve'ish acher yishkalena, and then we read it as yishkavena. What's the difference? And Rashi explains that yishkalena lashon mishkav k'dichseva v'shegel yoshevas etzlo v'yesh mifarshim kabasa. So we read it as yishkalena, right? Which one do we read it as? It's written as with the gimel lamed. That's a, what's the kri? Which is the ksiv?
It's written gimel lamed.
And when we pronounce it yishkavena,
which is more delicate.
Okay. Okay. And then ba'afolim, we read that as a batchorim, which is a cleaner language. Ba'afolim is referring to a person going to the bathroom, and batchorim is a lashon akiyah, the more appropriate way to describe that. Then when it comes to chiryonim, which is also referring to seemingly the excrement of a yona, we read it as divyonim, which is things that flow from a yona as opposed to the excrement. And when it comes to lechel es choreim velishos es meimei shineihem, when it comes to also describing when a person goes to the bathroom, so we read it as lechel es tsoasem velishos es meimei raglem, which is a cleaner way to speak. And then another example is lemacharos. We read it as lemotsaos, which is a lashon aki again, also same area, all this stuff about going to the bathroom. And Rabbi Shua ben Karach Omer, lemacharos kishman mifnei shehu genai lavodas chachavim. Now, in this instance, since in the context of avodah zar, we want to keep it as disgraceful as possible when describing avodah zar. So we keep it that way in that last example. Asamar of Nachman, says, kol leitanusa asira. Every leitanus is asur, bar mi leitanusa da avodas chachavim disharya. Except making fun of avodah zara, that's permitted. Dichsev, as it says, kara bel karim nivo. Uksiv karsu karu yachta v'lo yachlu male masa. So I'm not sure exactly how tight she's psukim here to read through Rashi a little bit, but the idea is that a person is allowed to make fun of avodah zara, and that's the only area you're allowed to. Rabbi Yaneh Amar Mehachi brings another source that's permitted to make fun of avodah zara. Le'eglos base oven ya guru. You could reprimand or scream at shechan shomron ki aval alav. Amo uchmar of alav yagilu. You could be happy with over the various priests of the avodah zara. Akvodo on their honor ki gala mimenu. That's permitted to make fun of them. Atikri kvodo ela kvedo. Don't call it the honor, but call it the heavy weight of them, referring to the excrement of them. You could describe them in such a disgraceful way. And Amar Rav Huna Bar Manoach Mishmei de Ravacha Brei de Ravika Shari Leila Bar Yisrael Lemeimar Le. A Jew could say Lovei Kochavim Shakli Lavodas Kochavim VeAnche. Take your Avodah Zarah and say VeAnche B'Shin Netaf Shelcha, which is not a nice thing to say. Okay. So Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, "Hai man disani shumane, a person who hates his who says bad things. There's bad shmuos about him. Shari levazuya, you could disgrace such a person who's constantly giving bad news and saying bad things. Begimel v'shin, you could call him that. Again, these are different curse words, it seems. The hai man deshaper shumane, a person who says very nice things. So then, shari leshabucha, you could praise him. Uman deshavche, a person who praises him. Yanuchulo brachos al rosho, he should be praised with a number of brachos on top of his head. All right, hajin alach hakare esamigila, omen. Okay, we'll stop here.